This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Programming note, Pitt men's hoops coach, Jeff Capel, 8:35 today. Previewing a big matchup, maybe a rewind on what's happened so far for the 3-0 Panthers. Looking forward to that conversation with him. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Lamar Jackson comes into the act. I don't like that. I keep wanting to say Heinz Field.
I just don't understand. I do understand, but I mean, for just, you know, playful reasons, I don't understand why it can't be Acrisure Stadium at Heinz Field.
Yes.
It would be Heinz Field at Acrisure Stadium, right?
Or that.
Well, Heinz, you know what the practical reasons are?
Sure, go ahead.
Heinz has to pay for that.
Right.
And they didn't want to?
No.
Okay. Well, then that makes sense.
The naming rights renewed, and they didn't. That's how that works, right? You get a term.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, they have the Heinz Gate now, I think.
They do.
The bottles at one of the gates, but, you know, Gate's not the same price as the... And don't get me wrong. I mean, if I don't see Heinz ketchup wherever I go... I went to a place, I don't know where I was. I think I was in, actually, Texas.
Yeah.
They had Heinz mustard.
Yes.
But not Heinz ketchup.
Right.
What kind of ketchup?
What in
they have?
The blue hell is that?
I don't even like Heinz mustard. I go with French's.
Right, but
Heinz ketchup, French's
in
mustard.
In what world does it make sense to have Heinz? Like, wouldn't you not just bulk order both?
Yes.
Right.
Like some fancy ketchup knockoff brand. Like, I don't want that. So, no offense to Heinz, but they didn't pay for it. You gotta ante up, man.
You know what I found in my daughter's Halloween, I guess, bucket yesterday?
Ketchup packets.
I found a ketchup packet.
She probably put that in there.
And it
right?
was a Hunt's.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, a Hunt's ketchup packet.
Sacrilege.
I threw it away.
Of course.
No one gave that out. But we also, I mean, they must have, I guess, because we don't have Hunt's ketchup
they
in our house.
They did to mess with you, probably.
Could have been screwing around.
Yeah.
A little Hunt's ketchup packet. Yeah. Which had been sitting there. It's all warm.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Because we let her have one piece a day. Because, like, come on. I mean, the first 2 days, she just hammered all of it.
Portion control.
Yeah, it's portion crowd. Control. So she gets one piece with lunch every day, whatever she wants, that's fine. And now she's dwindling down to the crappy candy and Hunt's ketchup. Can we talk about Lamar now?
Yeah, that was a little bit of a missive there.
No, and then I chased the shiny object. So Lamar Jackson comes in here on Sunday, and he's 1-3 against the Steelers, and the numbers aren't good. Joe Burrow himself has had some issues with the Steelers' defense. You want to know why? It's because the Steelers' defense is pretty good, and a lot of quarterbacks are going to have trouble. But Lamar Jackson, who has won two MVPs, who is well on his way to his third, is having issues, has had issues with the Steelers' defense. A, why? B, do you agree with me that this is the week that he finally gets off the schneid? I just think you can't keep a great player down as much as they've kept him down. I think eventually the all-time greats are going to get over on you, and I think he's going to have a hell of a game on Sunday.
But is that going to be enough for them to win? Because he got over a little bit last year, but the whole game didn't fall his way. He had a lot of drop passes by his receivers. So, I mean, you'll take that. You'll take that if Lamar Jackson has an MVP game, but they don't win. If there's fumbles by Deontay Johnson in the end zone or something like that, I mean, that's just how the games usually go. And that's why the record is in favor of the Steelers against Lamar Jackson, I believe. But, I mean, I don't see why not. I don't see why he wouldn't bring that type of level of competition. You know, he's playing fantastic. But also, as we said yesterday, if they want to you know, make him the pocket passer that he has become a little bit and has done very well at this year, there's a guy on the other side that is just as good in his relative position, and that's T.J. Watt. And T.J. Watt was blank last week. He didn't have a tackle, didn't register a stat, didn't have a sack. And I'd like to bet that T.J. Watt has a big game. So, you know, it's like it's going to be one of those matchups. That's why we're so excited. I mean, we started talking about this game, honestly, towards the back half of Monday's show to start preparing for this, but because there's so many great matchups. But I would tend to believe that Lamar, you're going to get one of the best versions of Lamar, but is that going to be enough, Pat? Like, is that going to be enough for them to win against the Steelers team that is very hot right now?
I mean, he's been sacked 20 times in our last four games against the Steelers. You know, that's by my math, that's five sacks a game. That is significant. That is a significant part of the game. Now, they don't have Highsmith, but they got Herbig back. I love the Preston Smith signing. They get after him. Now, he hasn't played them with Derrick Henry back there. I know the Steelers have been pretty good against Derrick Henry, but Derrick Henry with Lamar Jackson is different than Derrick Henry with Ryan Tannehill. And Lamar Jackson with Gus Edwards is different than Lamar Jackson with Derrick Henry. So that worries me a little bit. And the Steelers, you know, they gave up some rushing yards against the Giants. They were better last week. But I think the Steelers are going to have their way, man.
They're going to have their way.
I do. I do. I just think they're.
You think they're better than the Ravens?
I do.
Me too. But the one advantage that they clearly have to me is Lamar Jackson. And that's to take nothing away from Russell Wilson. This guy's been a two-time MVP. He's got a quarterback rating of 120. This is the best he's ever looked. But Doran, if I say you can't keep that guy on the mat because he's so good, your retort is a great one. If I'm expecting this guy to have the dam break, well, you can't keep T.J. Watt down either. That's what makes this so fascinating. I do think the Steelers are a better football team, an overall better football team. I think in order to win this game, you got to beat them in a shootout. I think Russ has to, in the Steelers' offense, has to outduel the Ravens' offense because we haven't seen Derrick Henry up in here. And boy, oh boy, does he change things.
Well, I mean, I think this game sets up for that. And we've been talking about this, too, now that we're dwindling down to the end of the week. You have to exploit their weakness, and their weakness is their back end if you're the Steelers offense, and you can't outthink yourself. Like, you don't want to get into this chess match of a game between Harbaugh and Tomlin. If you're Mike Tomlin, you don't want to make it between you two. If you see something, exploit it.
Yeah.
And in order, in your scenario, to go shot for shot and to be a lot of points scored, they can do that against this defense. They can. And you'd also know that Russell Wilson is probably not going to turn the football over, too. He knows where he's going with the football, and it's never usually in harm's way, knock on wood, except for, like, last game, which was basically a punt.
It was a punt.
But their back end is tough, and tough in a bad way. Like, it's tough to watch. I mean, they drop a lot of interceptions. They've had a lot of opportunities to create turnovers, and they just don't do it. And they could be without their best player in Kyle Hamilton. You got to exploit that weakness if you're the Steelers' offense.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that Russell Wilson's I think he gives them, he uniquely positions them to win multiple ways. They haven't been able to do that for 3 years. Mm-mm. So that's what gives me comfort, somewhat comfort in this game. What concerns me is not Lamar Jackson in this game, his arm. What concerns me is, does Baltimore start running the football? If they run the football effectively, if we get Henry going, it's a slippery slope to a bad place against them. And I just think that this defense knows that. I think Patrick Queen knows what's going on that other side of the ball, too. Like, that's an interesting component of the game. I don't typically play a lot in, but you have a guy that's been was there that long and knows the idiosyncrasies of that team and now is joining a team that's had their number. I think I prescribe value there.
Arthur Smith with Derrick Henry as
well,
too.
I think there's value. And I mean, listen, you know, knowing what Derrick Henry's going to do and then stopping it are two entirely different things.
Right.
His butt was out the other day. You see that?
Yeah, he got stripped.
Here's what I don't understand, as an aside. He's vegan?
Basically. He eats a banana and an avocado before practice, and then he has a big dinner.
He's vegan.
Uh-huh.
And he is...
He probably has to be vegan, Pat. I mean, he's 260 pounds. If he ate steaks and burgers and had cows grill him up some hot dogs, he'd probably be 290.
He'd be a biggin.
Huge.
Yeah, he's a freak, man. But here's the thing about the Steelers' defense. If they're able to stop the run, and Landon Roberts, Queen, if they're able to neutralize those things, The thing that I think is different about the Steelers in their 3-4 structure is seldom do you play a team when you have Herbig and Watt that have that kind of speed on the outside and Highsmith. Like, they, I know they're not as fast as Lamar Jackson, but you have to remember, like, he's at a standstill and has to stop, start to get out of there. And they've got this athleticism on the perimeter that I think prevents that from happening a lot of the time. Now, he can scramble up inside and just gut you up the middle. But, I mean, to have 20 sacks in four straight, you know, four games cumulatively against this guy, I mean, when his head hits the pillow on Saturday night, it's what you're thinking about, man.
Sure.
Like, you're thinking about 90, you're thinking about typically 56, but now you've got, you know, Herbig and Preston Smith, and then you got big Cam Hayward in there who's playing better and better.
Yep.
Like, he played great against great. Washington.
Two sacks.
Great. All over the place.
Yes, he was outstanding.
Like, the biggest thing is, can they get them to 2nd and 7? Can they keep them in 2nd and 7, 2nd and 8? If it's 2nd and 3, danger zone. Can they win first down? I think if you look at first down achievement for the Ravens, first down average of play efficiency, and it's less than 4 yards, less than 3.5 yards, Steelers are going to win a game.
Steelers have done this thing against Lamar in the past where they'll play 3 inside backers on the field at the same time. I don't know that you can do that anymore because they've got a lot more speed on the outside than they've had in recent years. Texter, Bostic is right. Ever since Crafty Bob Cheese, Robert Kraft, bought Heinz, I always grab the ketchup for my burgers and fries. Just so you know, Robert Kraft does not own Kraft Mac and Cheese. He is the Gillette Razor guy. I used to think the same thing and like to educate you. All right. More on this matchup, Steelers-Ravens, coming up next. Jeff Capel at the bottom of the hour. What are you screaming about?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Got in there, Callis? You all right?
I just shocked myself on the button. I don't know what that was. It was like static electricity.
He's developed
in the butt.
He's developed a callus.
The button. There's buttons
on the
board. You
shocked yourself in the butt?
No, the buttons.
Did Callis just get tased?
I think he did.
In the butt?
No, in my finger. I put my finger on a button to
you
turn
definitely
the
just said you got shocked in the butt.
It hurt. It went.
Didn't you just bump your elbow off the door?
What
the
is going
in
on in here?
He's all giddy.
Is Crowley scared of these strangers at the door?
He's the. This is the horniest we've ever seen Callis.
Oh my God.
He has Desiree calling up at the very outset of the show saying that she wants to date him.
Only Crowley would put a guy on blast for being horny.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's a fact, I think. This is the most jacked up Callis has ever been.
What? Oh, so you've ascertained this from him verbally, like he's told you he's horny, or is there something about his demeanor at the moment?
He just got shocked in the butt.
Plus, look how flushed he is.
It wasn't the butt. It was my finger.
Good to have you back, Callis.
Did you guys happen to catch this from Cam Hayward's podcast the other day? What Russ Wilson encountered prior to the game?
So before the game, I go out, warm up, I come back in, right? Everybody was a little bit shocked when I came in. I was like, what's going on? There was a snake in our locker room. A snake. And it was coming from the bottom of Russ's locker. Everybody was like thrown for a loop. A snake in our locker room.
Okay. How'd they get rid of the snake?
Nobody got it.
Wait, no. Wait a minute.
Nobody got it. It slithered right back under.
So there is a snake right now at, is it FedEx Field?
Yes.
How many guys were freaked out?
Oh, there was tons. Mike T was like, we can make a big deal about, you know, a small locker room, there being a snake, but doesn't matter. We still got to win. So it kind of just played into our mantra.
Haven't had a snake in their locker room since Deontay Johnson.
How about some of that shade thrown at Johnson on Monday or Tuesday?
Love it.
Like
I didn't
not,
like
not
it at
even
first.
Worried about them.
Yeah, that's what we.
They got bigger pieces that play bigger roles than I'm concerned with. I thought it was great.
I think they're goading him. We I think we've agreed on this. They're goading them into throwing him the football. Because where would you rather the ball go? Rashad Bateman or Likely or Mark Andrews or Flower? I'd rather go to Deontay Johnson. Dare him a little bit. We don't even see this guy on tape. You guys hardly ever use him. I like that. As for the snake,
yeah.
What are you doing in that situation? Are you playing?
Yeah, you're playing. I'm
just hanging out.
I'll be on top of a sink somewhere, probably.
Yeah,
man. If I opened up my locker and it was in my locker,
you'd sound like Mike Williams.
We don't got the dog. We got a snake.
Oh, man, I got the dog.
The snake.
When Mike Williams finds a snake in his locker. All right, I want to make sure we have plenty of time to talk to Jeff Capel. You know who he is, the head coach of the Pitt men's basketball team. Big one tomorrow night for the 3-0 Panthers taking on the Mountaineers of West Virginia at the, I'm sure, going to be Juiced Peterson Event Center. We talk to Jeff when we come back. Oh, man, what a rivalry weekend we got here. Steelers-Ravens on Sunday at 1. But it all tips off with the backyard basket brawl tomorrow night, 8 p.m. You can listen to the game right here on 93.7 The Fan. Pre-game coverage starting at 6. And right now, to discuss, we are joined by the head coach of the Pitt Panthers men's basketball program. That is Jeff Capel. Good morning to you, Jeff. Thank you for jumping on with us today.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're wonderful.
Great.
Wonderful.
Fantastic. Okay.
So wanted to start you with a 30,000-foot question here, and what I've picked up from coaches over the years is even when things are going good, coaches are not always satisfied, not always happy. So just 30,000 feet here, Coach, 3-0, how you feeling about your team, positive and negative so far?
Well, I like my team. I like the guys on my team. I like how we've worked and how we've come together. Obviously, it's early. We have a long ways to go. We have to continue to work, continue to get better, continue to improve in all areas, all phases of the game. But we're excited about what I think we can be.
Coach, big rivalry game tomorrow. Clearly, West Virginia backyard basket brawl for you guys. Is there a message or an educational message about this rivalry for that you tell to your team, or is this just another game that you need to get a W?
Well, it's another game that we need to get a W, but look, I'd be lying if I said, you know, it's not a different type of game. Anyone that's been in sports, that's been in competitive sports, understands that. There's certain games where there's a different energy in the building, and anytime you play against a normally that's what happens. And so we feel honored to be a part of it. Obviously, this rivalry goes way, way back. We have respect for their program, but we're excited about the opportunity for us to get better and us to play against a quality team from a really good conference.
Coach, it's a much different team, West Virginia is, than a year ago. What strikes you as being different? What will challenge you about the Mountaineers this year?
Well, I think the first thing that jumps off is that there's not controversy or chaos surrounding their program right now. There's stability with the new coach and the new coaching staff. And he brings a different style of play than what most people have been accustomed to watching West Virginia. Now, there's still the toughness and the grit that Coach Huggins, their teams displayed for so much of his tenure there. But there's more of an offensive presence, especially shooting the three-point shot. They're very skilled offensively. They can really shoot the basketball. They have multiple guys that can do it. And so I think that's the difference. But I think the stability of the program last year, and it's nothing against the coaching staff that was there last year, it was just – it was uncertainty. And when there's uncertainty in college athletics, and especially with a season or a team, normally chaos ensues with that. And I think that's probably what they went through last year.
Coach, it's clearly very, very early in your season, but how much maturity and growth have you recognized and seen in Ish Leggett and Jalen Lowe from last year till right now?
Yeah, I've seen a lot. I mean, you know, last year it was Ish's first time at this level. He had played college basketball and had been a good player at Rhode Island. But it's very different when you come to a different level. And I think there was a learning curve that he had to go through. And he was outstanding for us last season as well. For Jalen, it was his first year of college basketball, period. And he started out the season injured. It was an injury that we never disclosed. He never missed any time. But he was not himself. You know, he kind of got back healthy. Not kind of. He got back healthy around January. And it's kind of when our season took off. But I think just having the experience, both of them have played college basketball and have been good players. And so to be able to get that back was really, really important for us. Something that we didn't take for granted that it was just going to happen. You know, you have to work to make that happen now. This isn't the old days of college basketball. And I say old days, I'm talking about 5 years ago, man. I mean, it's different. And so we're lucky to have him back. We're grateful to have him back. And they've matured. They've gotten better. They've worked on their games. They're finding their voices, leaders in their own unique and authentic way. And, you know, I'm excited to be a part of the journey with them.
Talking to Pitthead basketball coach Jeff Capel, Coach, you guys have moved your front court. Obviously got Cam Corin in the portal. How critical is Guillermo Diaz-Graham, not only just what he brings to the table from a skill standpoint, but him playing the four? What's different about that, and how can that unlock you guys offensively?
Well, I think the biggest difference, honestly, is defensively. That's the biggest difference because, you know, the four in some ways is a little bit more difficult as a defensive player than the five. And so it's a different – it's something that's very different than what G has really played since he's been in college, but really probably throughout his career. Now you're playing guys that are more on the perimeter, chasing guys. And so there's a different discipline that you have to have that he's learning. He's not there yet. He's worked on it. But the discipline to move your feet, to stay down, you know, to not be enticed to get closer to the basket. Now you're defending guys away from the basket. A lot of time guys that can shoot, that can put it on the floor. And so to me, that's the biggest difference. Offensively, G is a very talented and skilled player. He can shoot the basketball. He shoots, you know, from three over 40%. He can pass it. It's just getting more comfortable and acclimated to the defensive responsibility that comes with that. Look, he's played well so far this year. He's had a game where he didn't play well. That's going to happen regardless of if you're a guard, forward, really good, you know, learning, all of those things. That's part of basketball. But there's no one that believes in Guillermo more than I do, more than we do, and we need him to be really good for us.
Jeff Capel, head coach of the Pitt men's basketball team, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. You look at West Virginia's roster, and they have one guy who was on the team last year, and he's redshirting. So everybody else is new. You guys obviously have this foundation in place. Early in the season in particular, do you think that gives you guys an advantage?
I don't think it gives us an advantage. You know, I've watched their three games, their two regular season games so far. and then their exhibition game. They look like a team that's played together, and that's a testament to the coach and the coaching staff and the players, because they have to get along when they're not around the coach and the coaching staff. And it seems like that's happened for them. It seems like they have a great spirit about how they play. When you have talent and they were able to go out into the portal and get some guys and some guys, you know, a kid that he had coming to play for him at Drake, you know, decided to follow him there, which is always a great sign. And so I don't think it gives us an advantage because, look, like I said, college athletics, college basketball is very different now. You know, he's not the only one that has a lot of new guys. I mean, it's kind of the nature of what we do now.
Coach, last one. For a lot of reasons to go to this game, obviously Pitt, West Virginia, big basketball game, 8 o'clock at the Peterson Event Center tomorrow night. We'll be broadcasting it on The Fan, Bill Hillgrove, Curtis Aiken. One of them, though, is the highlight reel blocks that Zach Austin tends to produce on a night-in and night-out basis. It's a pretty simple question. It's very early. You guys have had the sixth man of the year in the ACC each of the last two seasons. You think he fits that bill?
I think he can fit that bill. You know, what he provides for us defensively is, you know, can be very unique, because Zach's a guy that can be an incredibly versatile defender. And then offensively, you know, he has the ability to make an open three. And then what we need for him is to be a great cutter and a great offensive rebounder, because he has this unique athleticism. And he's figuring out how to do that. I thought Zach was good for us last year. He started a lot. But our goal for him and our challenge for him this summer was to become consistently good, not just show it every once in a while, just to be consistent. And I think he's done that defensively so far in our first three games, and he showed flashes of it offensively. It's becoming more consistent on that side of the ball.
Head coach Jeff Capel, really appreciate you jumping on with us this morning. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
You
too. Thanks, coach.
Jeff Capel. You know what strikes me is how confident he sounds about his team.
Yeah.
Like, I like this team. First thing. Like, coaches aren't always satisfied, aren't ever really satisfied. How are you feeling through three games? I like this team.
I think he likes this team, and he likes every team, you know, obviously. But I think he likes his team and where they're at now and where they can be in months from now.
Yep.
Like, they have so much room to grow. And they already have, like you said, Crowley, have a foundation. Like, they have nowhere else to go but up and get better, every single one of them. Not, you know, Jalen Lowe hasn't reached his ceiling. Leggett hasn't reached his ceiling. Austin hasn't, I mean, the Graham, Diaz Graham kids haven't reached their ceiling. He understands that there's so much room to grow and to get better with this basketball team.
Well, and they got Brandon Cummings from Lincoln Park, who's played a significant role. I think Jeff's incredibly confident in his team. I think they're a team that's got a real chip on their shoulder not making the tournament last year. I think Pittsburgh's hungry for Pitt basketball to be consistent again, and they've got a real opportunity. I mean, down Fifth Avenue, things aren't looking great at PPG Paints Arena right now, and I don't wish that on anybody. I want the Penguins to be great, because there was a time when the Penguins were in Stanley Cups and Pitt was the number one seed, and it was a lot of fun during the winter months here in Pittsburgh. But it's a huge opportunity, and Friday night, you're going to see that building packed. And for my money, and again, I'm a homer, so take it for what it's worth, there's not a better environment than going to the Peterson Event Center for a big basketball game. You're in and out of there in a short amount of time. Yes, there's some construction in Oakland right now, so parking's not always the most fun, but it is a lot of fun, and that'll be a great atmosphere Friday night. I think this team, I have a feeling this team is going to exceed expectations this year. We'll see what happens Friday, but long term, I mean, when you've got guards like that, you tend to win a lot of basketball games.
I mean, I think that would have been a Sweet 16 team had they made the tournament last year. And I think there are reasons to believe that this year's team could be better. Happy Blake Hinson. Personally, he's not playing. It's, for me, personally, happy he's not there.
10 threes?
Yeah. Is that all he hit?
Yeah. It's different without him there. They don't have one guy that's going to shoot 15 threes a game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost less predictable then.
Sure.
To defend. And I think when you play with a guy like that, you're almost always waiting for them to go off. Whereas now it's like literally hot potato. Who's the hot guy? Like, who's it gonna stick
me.
With? And Well, you'll be the hot guy on pregame tomorrow, right?
That's right. 6 until 7:30.
I take a bunch of calls.
Doran said I look like Jude Law yesterday at our event.
That is a very apt description of you.
Thank you. We're
if like if you were on a police blotter, they're like looking for a guy look like Jude Law, you'd be found within 10 seconds.
Yes.
All right, we're going around the NFL. Last segment with Bostic coming up next. Going to revisit our Twitter poll coming up at the top of the hour, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Should the Steelers pay Russ now? It's the 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And now we go around the NFL, brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh trusted tire source since 2009. Actually, real quick, here's a text we just got. My wife will be there with the car in about 15 to 20 minutes. She's just going to park it and leave the keys in the visor driver's side, if that's okay. It's a long blue Cadillac DTS.
Perfect.
Believe that's the wrong number.
Yes.
Who are you guys' top five quarterbacks in the NFL? Not to put you on the spot real quick.
Patty Mahomes.
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Oh!
Patty Mahomes, Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson.
Ahead of Burrow.
Joe Burrow. Man, recency bias is bothering me with...
Do it.
Goff sneaking up
there. Oh, I thought you were going to do Russ.
No, recency bias with Goff. 5 picks, but they won. Goff is... He's at least top 10.
He's a really good player.
He is a really good player.
He is.
He doesn't give enough credit. He never will.
Nope, sure doesn't.
I mean, he went to a Super Bowl.
Jaden Daniels has gotten, he's creeping up there.
I'm asking because I just wonder where Russ is now compared to where he would have been before the season. Like, he was in the 20s with, like, Deshaun Watson.
He's easily inside of that.
Yeah.
He's five for me.
Five?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm not going there yet.
Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Burrow, Russ.
Yeah.
Who else?
Yeah, I mean, it's a valid point. Tua's not playing well. C.J. Stroud's taking a step back-ish.
Brock Purdy's not.
He's still, his passer rating's still really good.
Justin Herbert's been good, but they don't use him.
They just run the ball.
Yeah.
Jordan Love's taking a step back.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts playing pretty darn good
right now.
I'd put Hurts ahead of Russ. I'd definitely put Hurts ahead of Russ.
That's a homer take.
Not a homer Eagles. Take. I mean, look at his stats.
I wanted
the guy rushes for 3 touchdowns a game and throws for 3.
Eagles, black quarterback.
He grew up wanting to be a black quarterback, that Bostic did.
And he grew up wanting to be, Kellen Winslow Jr. Because he's a warrior, soldier. I'm a soldier, man.
I wouldn't look into Kellen Winslow Jr.'s...
Where are you going with this?
I just wouldn't Google him and what he did after football. That's not good. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh, really?
Can I tweet out that you have Russell Wilson as a top 5 quarterback? It'll explode.
Make sure you put the right wording. Don't pony.
I'm not trying to pony.
Can
you.
I just say he's top 10 right now? He's not top 5.
What?
He's not better than any of those 5 guys I just mentioned, including Hurts.
He's got a quarterback rating of 105.9. He's thrown 6 touchdowns in 3 games.
Okay.
And he's a hell of a nice guy. Points for that. With a $3,500 coat he was wearing to the game the other day.
He's worth every penny of that $45 million Doran's going to pay him, too.
Make sure that you put the order that I have everybody in, too.
I wrote it down. Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Burrow, Russ.
Yes.
Love this.
Bostic's is the same, except I put Hurts 5.
Well, then where do you put Russ? Top 10, you said.
Yeah, he's top 10.
6.
I think, honestly, the way they're playing right now, him and Goff are part and parcel. They're very similar.
See, I'm going off of right now, and Goff just threw 5 interceptions. So.
And they're probably, where are their odds to win the Super Bowl? Detroit. They're up there.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they got a great line. They get a great team.
They had a much better offensive line. And a
much better offensive line. Much better offensive line. And you know what? This Jared Goff, you can't diminish him. He's a winner. You throw 5 picks and you win, it's in your blood. It's in your genes. Clutch. All right. Pat, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah, enjoyed it.
Win or lose, but especially if Pitt wins tomorrow, don't text me. You guys are generally pretty classy about that.
Yeah. Have you watched 13-9 yet, by the way?
December 1st.
Yes.
So.
Oh, where are we doing this at?
Probably here in the theater.
Yep.
We could do it anywhere.
In the theater?
Yeah, in the theater, right in
we
here.
We bring like McKillop and some of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Can I at least drink?
You have to drink the Icy Light Pit beers.
Okay, ironically.
It's a great can.
I drank those on Saturday night and Pitt lost.
Hey, don't drink them.
There you go. All right, Pat. Thanks for hooking up the Jeff Capel interview. It was very good. You can listen to that in the chapter feature in your Odyssey app. Where also, by the by, you can leave voicemails, which is awesome. You can leave voicemails now on the Odyssey app. When you're looking at the chaptering, you click a button, bang, voicemails. We're going to start playing a bunch of those on the air because a few have trickled in even without us promoting it, and they are outstanding.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
All right, coming up next, we're going to make fun of Cleveland. You'll understand why when we do it. And Doran's got Russell Wilson, a top five quarterback in the NFL. We've got to get to that. But first, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com today. High of 49.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.